listener production.
Hey, it's Madeleine Larson here with the National News Briefing. The UK Prime Minister says he's been in touch with the French President after a tragic playground stabbing that injured six. Four children were stabbed in a knife attack in the town of Annecy, aged between 22 months and 3 years old. Rishi Sunak addressed the shocking incident while speaking from the White House this morning on his visit to America.
All our thoughts are with those affected by this unfathomable attack, including a British child and with their families. I've been in touch with President Macron. We stand ready to offer any assistance that we can.
A 31-year-old suspect is in custody. Back home, a 16-year-old has been arrested after a stabbing in Queensland's southeast overnight. It's understood a 39-year-old woman and 11-year-old were stabbed multiple times at a property in Rosewood. Both are in critical conditions in hospital. Reports this morning Julian Assange has lost his appeal against his extradition to the US. The UK's High Court has rejected it, with the Australian WikiLeaks founder wanted in America to face espionage charges. A fresh appeal is expected to be launched within days. Six banks have been accused of charging dead clients with fees that are no longer required. It follows an inquiry by the Financial Complaints Authority, with three of those to now be investigated over their handling of deceased estates. The housing crisis deepens, with reports renters across the country are being asked to pre-apply before inspecting a property. People are being asked to submit pre-applications providing rental and financial history. And the Pope is said to be awake and cheerful after a three-hour hernia surgery. It follows concerns about the 86-year-old's health. Starting in AFL, St Kilda spoiled Lance Franklin's 350th game with a gutsy 14-point win over Sydney at the SCG last night. But he booted two goals as the Swans put together a five-goal burst in the second quarter. Saints coach Ross Lyon says they were able to tighten up in defence after that.
Big emotional night for the Swans footy club. I thought Bud, or Lance I should call him, I don't really know him. I thought he was significant. We got on top of their team and we sort of nullified him to a point, so that was, from our end, pleasing.
Tonight, it's the Western Bulldogs and Port Adelaide. Turning to NRL now, Queensland's fortunes could change following one incident in Gold Coast's 28-12 win over West Tigers last night. Titans and Maroons forward Tino Fasuamaliawi was reported after a collision that left Tigers and Blues hooker Appy Korosau with a suspected broken jaw. Tino says he was just making a regular hit up with ball in hand.
I've been doing that for years now, and I'm just running as hard as I can, and he's coming in as hard as he can to stop me, and I'm just hoping he's all right, mate.
Tonight it's the Raiders and Warriors before Manly and the Finns. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, sunny for Brisbane, reaching a top of 24, blue skies for the Gold Coast too, and 23, also a sunny one in Sydney, 20 the max. Showers easing in Melbourne, a top of 15, patchy showers for Hobart and 13. Same goes for Adelaide, 15 the top, showers for Perth and 18. For the best sporting podcasts from Australia and around the world, lift your game with Listener. Download the app now and search Sport to listen.